With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says parents should play a significant role when it comes to social platforms for their children.
Parents should have the final say on what apps are appropriate for their children and shouldn't have to upload their ID every time. That's what app stores are for. We also support setting industry standards on age-appropriate content and limiting signals for advertising to teens to age and location and not behavior.
The CEOs of Meta, TikTok, and X, and other social media companies testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee about child safety on their platforms. The hearing comes as lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned about the effects of social media on young people's lives. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump meets today with the Teamsters Union.
Union voters tend to vote Democratic, and Trump is trying to cut into President Joe Biden's support as Trump meets today with members of the Teamsters Union in Washington. Trump will participate in a roundtable with the Teamsters Executive Board and rank-and-file members as he targets blue-collar workers who fueled his 2016 victory. On Sunday, Trump called on members of the United Auto Workers Union to oust their president, Sean Fain, after the UAW endorsed Biden. Donna Water, Washington.
Russia and Ukraine report they've exchanged about 200 prisoners of war, despite tensions stemming from last week's crash of a military transport plane that Moscow claimed was carrying Ukrainian POWs and was shot down by Kyiv's forces. The Federal Reserve will be announcing its latest decision on interest rates later this afternoon. Traders expect it to stand pat. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 23 points. The NASDAQ off 225. This is SRN News. The NFL teaming up with a leading LGBT pressure group.
Super Bowl week in Las Vegas will feature a lot of parties, and the NFL will host one for homosexuals. The league says its Night of Pride with GLAD, scheduled for February 7th, is designed to, quote, spotlight advances in the future of LGBT inclusion in professional sports, as well as the NFL's commitment to LGBT former and current players. The league says it will also hold a Pride Flag football clinic the same day as the party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania State Supreme Court says a lower court must hear a challenge to the constitutionality of a decades-old state law that limits the use of state Medicaid dollars to cover the cost of abortions. The 3-2 decision overturns the lower court's ruling and puts aside an earlier state Supreme Court decision. The lawsuit was brought by Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. Prosecutors have filed murder charges against five suspects in the fatal shootings of six men at a remote dirt crossroads in the Southern California desert. Investigators say the killings the result of a dispute over marijuana. Authorities discovered the bodies January 23rd in the Mojave Desert outside El Mirage. Renewed interest in one of last century's most enduring mysteries.
The interest in the fate of pioneering aviatrix Amelia Earhart is piqued by a grainy sonar image, prompting both excitement and skepticism. Tony Romeo believes his new South Carolina-based sea exploration firm has captured an outline of Earhart's Lockheed 10E Electra deep below the surface of the Pacific. Earhart has never been found after disappearing July 2, 1937, while trying to become the first female pilot to circumnavigate the globe. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.